And there he is.
He's a man.
David Koechner. Good morning.
Am I on?
You are on.
Good morning.
Good
Hi,
morning.
Gang.
Good morning,
wow,
David
we
Koechner.
We are festooned with balloons here at 98 Rock. It's 97.9 Baltimore. It's a nice day out today.
He's giving weather.
He's taking over.
Go ahead.
Yeah. That's traffic.
I didn't know there's all this pomp and circumstance.
Would you like a piece of pizza from Lido? We have Lido pizza. Would you like a chicken wing from Lido? Would you like a donut from Dunkin' Donuts? Justin, I haven't shown you.
I got a huge plate of Coke over here. What is this?
A special surprise from Dunkin' Donuts.
And you guys want a
toot? They're donuts with your likeness on
would
them.
Would you look at this? Look at that. There's a donut. Look at this, David Koechner. There we are. There's a picture of me about to run a charity 5K.
You ever had a donut with your face on it, David Koechner?
Yes.
Notes. Oh,
sorry. I was on a television show that's now canceled called Superior Donuts. So I've had any manner of donut.
Yes.
Again, festooned. With this ugly mug. But I will imbibe in all of those offerings you've suggested.
Wow,
I will have
thank you.
A wing. I will have
pizza, donut.
A never cut corner. I will have a donut.
All right, good.
Give him a plate.
I will. Would someone make the man a plate and get him? He's from the road. Get him food, fresh clothing. Mike, draw a bath.
Wow.
Draw a bath for the man.
And folks, just I don't know if you know this. I'm sure your viewers, your listeners do. There is a bathtub, a very nice one. it's porcelain. It's claw footed.
Yes.
It's old school. Right here in the studio.
Right it's fancy
now,
pants.
Right now, there are three ladies in there,
mm-hmm.
and
they're in their 60s.
Yeah.
And they are not toned.
Soft skin, loose and beef jerky esque. Hey, Rob Mayer. Old friend of the show in here as well.
Good morning, birthday boy.
Good morning. And hey, let's not jump over too terribly quickly.
Let's
David Koechner.
Draw the connection here, please.
First and foremost, Superior Donuts, a television show that, thank unfortunately, you. While no longer on the air, local dude, Jermaine Fowler.
I love Jermaine.
Old friend Rob and I's.
Good
from
guy.
The DC scene, done well. Guy's incredible. And Rob Mayer as well. A dear friend of ours, Rob and Joe show, Die Laughing Productions. We got a new murder mystery coming up towards the end of this month.
Valentine's Day, Magoobie's Joke House.
Yeah, hit me 90s one more time.
Ramshead.
And how did you come across our friend Rob and bring him with you? And you guys have become best friends.
Look
I believe you.
You
ate at a Friday's 7 days in a row recently.
We did. I will tell you, we no longer have two rooms on the road.
Wow,
you've reached that level.
Oh, it's close. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, good for you guys.
Take your time with this.
Rob, how many years ago did we do the Arlington Draft House together?
I want to say about five or six now.
Uh-huh. And then I was doing Foxwoods Casino.
Yes, right? in Connecticut. Yeah.
And you said, hey, man, let me come do the feature on that show. And I said, sure, because we had hit it off in when we did the Draft House. And then... as it goes on the road, like most of my material is a lot of it. I don't want to say most of it, but a great deal of it has to do with my wife and five kids.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unavoidable. And so if I will have a feature on the road that happens to have kid material, I will have to tell that feature, oh, by the way, you can't do your kid stuff. Because if there's a comic before me talking about his wife and kids,
right.
That bumps with my act.
Right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't want to be that douche. That goes, hey, bro, don't do your act.
Stay in your lane,
right? Homes. Right, right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So Rob and I have disparate acts, and so it works well, and we get along, and we're good friends, and so it's fun.
Look at this.
Dude, yes, I have no kids and no prospects.
Yes. Rob's actually barren. Not a lot of people know that, but his insides are diseased.
Yeah, it's a
well
gift.
Well aware.
Yes.
I will say this about your pizza sponsor, your young man, Mike, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. He put this fine plastic plate in front of me, and the wafting goodness... rising up from these wings is tempting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're good wings.
Almost as tempting as those three 60 and 65-year-old gals
in
that
tub.
Yeah.
Porcelain claw tub.
David Koechner, Magoobie's this weekend. It's my favorite comedy club. And may I suggest, if you have a choice, go to Magoobie's this weekend. Can we do a little word association, if you wouldn't mind, involving my 40th birthday gifts?
I would love it.
I'm going to hold one up, but I'm going to get your first thought.
Can Rob do play as well?
You and Rob. Gift
sweet.
Number one from my friend Scott Reardon, pasta salad.
Nice.
Healthy.
Okay.
Healthy. Okay, Rob. That shows Rob's.
Okay.
What would your word be for that? Word association.
Odd. Gift two. Deck. Serial killer trading cards.
Sad.
All right.
Crazy.
Book from Josh Spiegel. Encyclopedia. Once again, same theme. Encyclopedia, serial killers.
Is it something you're into?
I like true crime. I'm a true crime fan.
What if it wasn't something you're into? I think you might like this.
It's an instruction manual.
So now I'll say thoughtful.
There we go. There we go. It's very not a good gift you give someone without knowing they're into it. Right. I just thought maybe you'd like this.
You'd be into drinking soup out of someone's skull. Gift four, Hibiki Japanese blended whiskey from Scott.
Tonight.
Nice. International.
Ooh. Very good. And finally, let's go ahead and do a little JSS After Dark here. This is from Mike, super producer. Natural, realistic penis with, let's just say, squirt gun capabilities.
All right. Message.
Later tonight.
After the whiskey.
After whiskey.
Mike is trying to tell you something.
Yeah, Magoobie's Joke House. Tonight, tomorrow night, David Koechner is in studio along with Rob Mayer. And Rob, you're the
I'm featuring for Dave. Yeah, we have toured the world, well, the country, those last 9 months. And so as now we're my home club.
As far as Americans are concerned, that's the world.
Yes.
Pretty much. Sea to shining seas, the only parts of the planet that matters. Mm-hmm. And is it true, Rob? I've known you. Rob, how long have you known you? 20 years?
I don't know. It feels like that.
Getting close?
It's probably been 15.
Were you able to finally quit your day job because of Dave?
Dave has helped with that. The murder mystery has helped. But yes, I haven't made any money other than from comedy. And
you're a full-time working guy.
Yes, I am. Yes, and Dave is a huge part of that. He really is.
Dave, can you remember that time? Let's run it back in your career. You've had, you know, successful films. We talked about some stuff off the air. I had no idea you were associated with the WWE, WWF. I mean, people know your catalog. It's pretty huge. Do you remember that day, that moment that you're like, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let go of the regular and dive into the possibility of what could be?
Well, yeah, I got hired by the Second City.
That'll do.
In Chicago.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, first you're in a touring company, and then you're on a resident stage. So at that point. So that would have been 91, I think.
Is that 92? A terrifying moment? Just like, all right, I'm not clocking in, clocking out, paycheck waiting for me in my mailbox type thing. This is me leaning into.
It's got to be the greatest.
Because you were at Bob Evans, right? Were you managing?
That was my first job in Chicago. I only did that for 6 months.
Okay.
No, not terrifying, because then you've made it. You're like, oh, finally, right. I can relax, if anything. This is the only thing I have to focus on. No more bartending, you know, any of that. So
that's got to be an amazing moment.
Yeah.
For you to take care of our buddy like that, that's pretty incredible.
Again, Dave takes good care of me. I mean, he definitely, I don't know. I mean, he's very kind. He's very generous. He makes sure I get these gigs, and he pays more than I would get these gigs if I was just getting these gigs. Does that make sense? So. He didn't have to do that. But please keep doing it.
Why did you eat Fridays five meals in a row? How does that happen?
It was next door to the hotel we were staying at.
Walking distance, and you're in Hartford, Connecticut, and it was bad weather, raining. It's like, I don't want to drive anywhere. It's just, every night you're like, let's go somewhere else, and you're like, or we could just walk
right there.
Yes. To convenience. It's such a makes a difference.
We had everything on the menu.
And it's all tastes the same. Everything has the Jack Daniel's teriyaki. Yeah.
The water has Jack Daniel's teriyaki in it.
But I believe hadn't they moved off of it? It was just whiskey.
Did it say
Jack Daniel's? Because that cost them more money.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. But the server gave us her business card.
Yes, just and with nothing on it other than her name, there wasn't implied services.
Yeah, just TGI Fridays is a corporate card.
Hey, hit
Jessica,
me up when you
whatever.
Need this is me.
Phone number.
Endless potato skins. Holler at your girl. There's my number.
But why would you call? What scenario would you like? You know what? What do they have? What's the happy hour tonight, Jessica? Let me call over to Friday.
Hey, we're about to host a miserable wedding. Who can we get to do some trash catering? Where's that card we got in Hartford, Connecticut? Because I can see, you know, you get Champ from Anchorman walking in. Oh my God, what a moment for the staff. This is great. Let's take some photos. Then you come in a second time, like, whoa, I told you, see, he was here. Third time, they start scratching their heads. Fourth time, they feel bad. Fifth time, They dial 9-1.
Well, Dave, because he's in waiting, is sort of, it's a rite of passage for people in the service industry.
Oh,
so
that's right.
He'll go
right
into the kitchen and reenact some, you know, do some lines from that movie.
Yes, it was there, wasn't it?
Yeah, and shoot a video.
Yes, shot a video. Mm-hmm. And I have no expectations, but, you know, I took a lot of pictures, shot a video. What reduction in the check did we get?
A zero.
Really?
None.
They didn't comp you anything.
No.
Full choke.
Bastard.
Yeah.
Not
full
even
choke.
Like a complimentary
bastard
jalapeno popper,
yeah,
plate.
You would think that's the least they could do.
The least.
No, and we were there. We ate, you know, whatever, a lot of meals. And not to be egotistical, but
yeah, you're
I
not
would
trying
say,
to big time anybody, but still.
But, I mean, after people like, oh, so-and-so's going to be eats at this restaurant, I would say there were people, you know, looky-loos just coming in to eat, thinking, oh, is that guy going to be here?
Yeah.
Right, you got
and
a
yes,
more business.
He would be.
Oh, I know we, let's see, where were we? We were in Nebraska.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
And it became known that that's where we were dining.
Yeah, there was a restaurant, Pitch. It's a local restaurant. Very nice.
Again,
and it's walking distance from the hotel.
0 degrees.
Yes.
Out. And so we'd go there.
3 days in a row. You
yes
got in the back in the kitchen. We're literally sauteing whatever.
He's
you
back
were cooking.
In the kitchen again.
Actually cooking in the kitchen.
This is your thing now.
Yeah. They gave us a bottle of wine because they,
yes, they
make
did
their own wine. But they eventually gave us a free meal.
Yes, they did. They were, yeah, they were very kind to us. But they said, they told us word got out.
Oh, right.
And, oh, yeah, because all the Facebook, their Twitter, their,
yes,
their Instagram, they're
yeah
posting photos.
And they mentioned it. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah, it's become a, yeah, so.
So they got a mob in there. TGI Anderson.
Well, David, speaking of that, getting recognized in places, you've done a million movies and TV shows, but I have to think the most recognized role you have is playing Todd Packer.
Yes, it's Todd Packer and Champ Kind. Okay. They're the two top
and
two.
And it used to be Champ Kind mainly because of Netflix and The Office is just people just sit
yeah
there and watch
Todd
it
Packer
over and
is
over
The
again
Office for yes those not in the know. And then Champ Kind is Anchorman.
Right. Or for those that watch The Office all the time and don't listen, it's Packard.
Packard. Like Hewlett Packard.
Yes. But it's not. It's Packer. But I love people in the audience going, Packard! 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 And how many times you watch the series? 9 times. What's my character's name? Packard.
Okay.
David Koechner joining us in studio, Magoobies this weekend. And you were in a film that I felt like people slept on. It was superb. Everyone, every year, you got a Grinch film that rolls out. You got Santa All the Way that comes out. 2015's Krampus.
Yeah.
That movie was a 10.
Yeah.
It was a horror comedy with you in it that if you haven't seen Krampus, I think it's rolling on Netflix. Watch it in July. It doesn't matter what
yeah
time of the year.
Yeah.
But if you get into Krampus, that could be a film that you could make like an annual holiday, a Christmas story style tradition.
It's a holiday horror with humor and heart. The four H's.
Yes. And you shot that in New Zealand, correct?
New Zealand.
Whoa.
For 2.5 months, yeah.
That's Lord of the Rings style. What is it like over there? First of all, how long does it take to get over there? Isn't that...
It's 15 hours.
Yeah.
And yes, we did have dinner with Peter Jackson.
Shut
what
up.
Shut
swear
up.
Swear. It's a small community. It's a small
yeah
film
that's
community.
What I mean.
So we're down there shooting a movie in Peter Jackson's studios.
Oh.
Yeah. And we used Weta Workshop, which is the world-renowned workshop that makes all the props and the monsters for... You know, a myriad of films.
Right.
And we had dinner one night with Peter Jackson. And so there was myself and Adam Scott and Allison Tolman and Tony Collette and the director and the producer. And we all agreed. So we're going to go to Peter Jackson's house with his wife and his writing partner and his daughter. And we'd all agreed, like, let's don't sit together. Let's don't clump up. Let's spread around the table.
Right.
So it's not, you know, blah, blah. And so we got served on a the island of the kitchen, and there's a big farm table, and I sit down by myself at the end of the table, and all the rest of my castmates sit together at the other end of the table, and I sit next to Peter Jackson.
Whoa.
And suddenly
were
I'm like
freaking out.
Yes, I'm freaking out.
So?
What am I supposed to talk to Peter Jackson
yeah
about?
Well, how do you lead? What do you say? Did
you watch
did
the
he
office
take the lead or did you lead?
I did, of course.
And?
What was your favorite comedies growing up? Like, you know, what did you watch? I said, I watched Abbott and Costello with my dad. What was yours? Blah, blah, blah. And so that's how we got into it. And then he told a great, you know, some showbiz stories, which were fun. And
if you were to grade your performance there with Peter Jackson at the dinner table,
well,
David Koechner gets a what?
I grade my social skills the way I grade my comedy. It's pass-fail.
Okay, so you passed. You'll give yourself a pass?
Yes, there you go. So you'll end up in the next Mortal Engines film.
That I doubt.
Okay.
Probably enough to go, I don't want to be around this guy more.
Okay. Enough that I enjoyed the experience, but it's sort of like having chocolate ice cream for dinner. Fun once. Not again.
He's also got his pick of actors now.
He doesn't, what's his house like?
It was not ostentatious at all. Oh, I don't think we were in his house, actually. I think we were at his writing partner's house, which was next door. So, yes.
Okay. He's a hairy man,
I wonder,
right?
If it was very like Lord of the Ringy.
No. This particular domicile wasn't. Is he hairy? He was shirtless, and I thought he had a shirt on. If that gives an indication.
He had a large Norwegian sweater, turned down his pecs.
Can you talk about who was offered the role of Gandalf first?
Yes.
If he could remember.
Sean Connery.
Thank you. Wow. Old man.
Yes.
Sean Connery, apparently, Peter was telling the story that Sean Connery was at the Cannes Film Festival, and they were asking him what was up next, and I'll do a bad Sean Connery like everybody does. And he said, I don't know. I have some sci-fi thing that I've been offered, and I don't know. I haven't read it yet. And so the New Line Cinema is the ones that did Lord of the Rings, the studio, and they would not make the film without a star. And they, you know, they wanted Sean Connery as the star. And Sean Connery, I think Peter Jackson said that, and of course, this is apocryphal, this is second and third hand story, folks, would have made $250 million had he taken that role.
Because I heard the stories of how the trilogy got off the ground with this group of unnamed. Now, people knew who some of the folks were in this, right. But not like a mega Sean Connery A-lister. But you had, your Elijah Woods, your Viggo Mortensen's, Ian
McKellen's.
Elijah
Woods was no one yet.
And he made, I heard he made $250,000.
Yeah, I think I heard that.
He had this minimal amount of money for this.
For all three?
For, I think, all three. He got this microscopic amount of money compared to what a regular actor would get. But I think he picked up something on the back end.
Sure.
And one of the greatest deals in Hollywood history, because then the film goes and does gangbusters.
Yeah.
And they just run out of money. If, at the expense of being rude, I would hate David Koechner, McGoobies this weekend.
Goobies.
Excuse me, seconds.
410-252-2727. 410-252-2727. That's the number over at McGoobies. Call them, leave them a message. They call you back. You get tickets to any show this weekend to see David Koechner and good friend Rob Mayer.
Could I offer you a slice of birthday cake before you leave?
I will say that stacked birthday cake is about 12 inches high.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's, the height of it is unsettling.
I was told by the missus to cut it on the air.
Is something inside?
Filled with bees, quite possible.
Move the chair. Move the chair. We can't really see.
Who knows? It might just be a nice chocolate.
Are you going Facebook Live there, Mike?
Take a video.
Yeah, we'll post this to the social media.
All right, go. How about you hurry up?
Jesus. There you go. Come on. Sink Excalibur into that thing.
It's like a,
wow.
Look at that. Nice smooth slice.
There we
go.
Now,
she told you to cut it on air.
She said, yeah, you're going to like the inside.
I know, but to cut like it on inside. Air, there's no sound when a cake gets cut.
That's true.
Not
if it's
audio.
A good cake.
Not good audio.
It's the same sound of birds crying.
God, that you are right. That
Wow.
Whoa.
Look at that.
That is a huge cake.
What are the? How many different effing flavors are in that thing? Peanut butter, chocolate,
whiskey,
mocha, marshmallow, whiskey, PCP, Cialis, fingernail.
Cialis. Is there ice cream? Look at that thing.
Look at that monstrosity.
Wow. That's a work of art right there.
That is.
How
thick the icing on the outside.
Yeah, the icing will give you diabetic shock.
Yes, it will. Oh, wow. Look at the size of that thing. Eat it with your hands. Don't even dare pick up a fork. You sink into that thing like some ravenous jackal on the Serengeti.
And if you're, it's like when Michelangelo stares at a block of marble, that's what this is. How do I approach it?
<With your face. laughs>